And we have to warn you, some viewers might find some images in this story disturbing. Israel pushes on, destroying Hamas tunnels, degrading the group's firepower amid calls to go even further. Former Israeli ambassador to the U.S. Michael Oren says, quote, Israel must be permitted to crush Hamas. But if Hamas was wiped out, who would fill the void? The Pentagon's top intelligence officer said the threat could grow even greater in an interview with CNN's Evan Perez.
There are other things there that you know, behind Hamas, if Hamas gets out of the way, that perhaps could be worse.
We would probably end up with something much worse, something like an ISIS or an ISIL.
ISIS, ISIL, now calling itself the Islamic State, three names for the same group. Radical Islamist fighters who've now taken over much of Iraq. So brutal they've been disowned by Al-Qaeda. They just overran an army base in Syria. Video of the aftermath of that battle purports to show the severed heads of Islamic State victims impaled on poles in the city of Raqqa. CNN cannot independently verify the authenticity of the video. Could this play out in Gaza? Experts say there are elements of the Islamic State in Gaza, along with other groups more extreme than Hamas.
If Hamas was somehow destroyed and nothing was left in its place, you had a vacuum, you could have a situation where the most militant elements from Hamas, from Islamic Jihad, Palestinian Islamic Jihad, from these smaller Salafi jihadi groups could somehow band together into something more radical.
But analysts say it's not likely the so-called Islamic State would actually take over Gaza. They're too small in number, not well coordinated there. So how far will Israel go with Hamas?
I think it's important to deal Hamas a decisive blow, not necessarily replacing it, and then demilitarize Hamas so that you have a defanged Hamas running Gaza.